ball over the top here. It's a through ball, and Marcus Haber is behind the Warsaw defence, and he struck the ball against the bar. Richard O'Donnell was beaten. He kept them in the game with a brilliant save a few minutes ago, but he was beaten there, and now he's beaten again because the ball was played back into the box, and Haber, who whacked the ball against the crossbar, makes no mistake with his head this time into the bottom left-hand corner, and Crewe take the lead. 12 and a half minutes gone. Crewe 1, Warsaw 0. Perkis crosses from the right wing, flashes past one, but Mantum, and then Bradshaw, and then it's deflected towards the goal and goes in. An unbelievably calamitous goal. Bradshaw is celebrating with the Warsaw fans, but there's no way he can claim that. I think it ricocheted off the head of Harry Davis, and shot from Bradshaw towards goal. Harry Davis deflected off his head. It caught the goalkeeper Rachubka off guard. He tried to dive at it, but he ended up in the back of the net with the ball, and it's Warsaw 1, Crewe 1 with 9 minutes to go. Unbelievable.
Dean, was a draw a fair result in the end?
Yeah, I think so. It wasn't a classic match by any means. Short on quality, but just looking at the pitch now, I think you can see why. Two teams really going for it, lots of effort, lots of endeavour, but lack quality. At the end of the day, I think a draw was a fair result.
Yeah, they started quite well. They went at it quite frenetically, but ran out of steam, the railwaymen.
Yeah, I mean, nice little pun there. It's nice to get that one in. It was, they've got him behind us. I think Towers ended up playing Haber on, and he's gone and hit the bar, and we never defended the cross then either. And they took the lead, and, we trying to get a goal back, and we was always open to the counter-attack because with the wind against them, it was very easy for Haber to pin our centre-halves and bring others into play, which he did in the first half. Second half was a lot better because the ball comes on and you can, let it go through to Richard O'Donnell a little bit more. And, second half, I thought we moved the ball with a lot more tempo and, dominated the half. First half, I wasn't pleased with how we played. But on the whole, a bit of a fortunate goal with the deflection, but, I thought our efforts probably deserved that.
Yeah, you don't care how they go in. Neither does Tom Bradshaw. I think he's claiming that.
Well, I think you'll say Andy Taylor claimed the one on Tuesday night, so why shouldn't he? Tells had a really good chance, and I said to him before the game, normally come like London buses in twos, and he had a really good chance to score in the first half and just put it wide. But as I say, it wasn't a classic game. But two teams both trying to play football on a tough top.
Yeah, so a point today, you're 8 points clear with 9 points left to play. So technically not safe, but it would take something ridiculous.
Yeah, I think some of the lads have looked at it already. I think the Crewe can't go above us now unless they win both games 7-0 and we lose 7-0 or something like that. And Colchester can't go above us. So, one of the other seven could mathematically, but it'd be tough for them because they've got to win the games. But we're pleased that we haven't got beat because we wanted to continue with a bit of momentum, falling on the back of two home wins. And, it's only one goal conceded again.
Yeah, what you don't want is to take it easy for the remaining three games.
No, and we won't. And I think you could see, even winning on Tuesday night, that the lads, with the effort and the endeavour, tried to win the game today. And were the ones pressing for the winner at the end. Unfortunately, we didn't get it. But I thought, it'd be unfair if we had got a winner, because I thought a point was a fair result.